RDA meeting, May 24th, 2022.
Welcome everyone here to attend.
Will you unmute that?
Oh, yeah, there we go. I'd like to welcome everyone to the RDA meeting, the redevelopment, County Redevelopment Agency, held today, May 24th, 2022 at 2 p.m. in the King County Commission Chambers. We welcome those that are participating electronically. And we would, going forward, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Yes, I'm texting away real fast, see if we can get her. I will move that we approve the consent agenda for the April 26, 2022 minutes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, going on to the regular agenda. The first item on the agenda is one that doesn't require a lot of discussion probably, so hopefully we'll have a chance to get in here before we get too far. First item is consideration of a resolution authorizing the Redevelopment Agency of King County to enter into an interlocal agreement with King County in related matters. It's listed as RDA 2022-5. That, we may change that number. Is that correct, that resolution number?
So I did 3 and 4, so I guess you can move them up, those two.
So this one will probably be three. Renumbered as 3.
3.
Okay.
And then just 4, 5, 6.
We can discuss the number in each one when we get to it then. That'd work.
Yeah, so we just need to, we just want to note the new number in the motion is all.
Yeah, yeah. And just for anyone that's has any questions, the RDA, as well as the commission, has already approved the interlocal agreement with the Second Amendment, which is what this is concerning. This is just more formalizing the approval of that amended interlocal agreement that has already been passed. So this is nothing new or different. So with that, I don't know if there's any further discussion. If not, I'd entertain a motion.
No further discussion, Bob. Question on the motion though, that is, are you're still on number one, right?
Yeah, still on
and
number
one.
And
that's dash five is going to be dash three.
Yes.
So I'll move that we approve RDA dash 2022-3 as amended on the current agenda.
Yes, okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Item number two is the same thing. It'll need to be renumbered as well. But this is just a formal resolution adopting the interlocal agreement, amended interlocal agreement that has already been adopted by this board, by this body. And it's RDA-2022- and what will the new number be?
4.
4, okay.
Okay.
But we've already approved it, so.
Motion in order, ready for motion?
Motion's in order.
I'll move we approve item number two, RDA-2022-4 as amended on the current agenda.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The third one, item number three, is also similarly not terribly complicated. What happens is we started collecting taxes beginning tax year 2021, but we didn't take all of the formal steps, didn't do it properly, and really had not researched it adequately. It would have been better for the overall project to delay the start of that collection until probably 2023. So we have a resolution to basically, it states that it was not done correctly, and to re-establish, and I'll get down to what the wording says there real quick.
What was the main benefit to delay? Was
what it does is we're collecting taxes, so it's a 20-year period, and we're collecting mm-hmm. taxes in years where there's no revenue,
right?
Because nothing's been built. It's all based on new construction, new projects, and so we're whittling down the 20 years, but not collecting any money by deferring when we actually start it by a couple of years. Then we end up, you know, that pushes it out to where there'd be significant revenue.
Yeah.
You know, going into it to fund projects and stuff.
From a legal standpoint, the RDA has to do a resolution to trigger the tax collection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I think it's up to 5 years. So everything is in place for you to be able to trigger it, and you can wait up to 5 years. I think it's up to 5 years. And the RDA never did that formal step of triggering it. But all of us got together and worked with the clerk's office and the treasurer's office to start it, even though we shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
So this resolution is saying, hey, hold on. This is just clarifying. It hasn't been triggered yet. We're likely to trigger it. Even the resolution says it's likely to happen. I think it says 2023.
23.
But even in the resolution, it says it's still going to require another formal action to trigger the TIF.
Yeah, it specifically says the agency's intent is to trigger tax year increment collection in the year tax year 2023 via a future formal written request submitted to the county clerk's office. However, that could still be adjusted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So it's important for the RDA to remember you still will have to take another formal action.
Sure.
At a later date.
Yep. Which, yeah, hopefully, obviously, that's the case. So we, yeah, it'll be very clear when because it was kind of murky last time.
Yeah, it was very informal.
Yeah, right.
So we were right up against the deadline, so we went for it. So this gives me the go-ahead that in the budget opening, I'll be transferring that money out of the RDA fund
back in. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that'll be part of the budget opening, but you'll understand why.
Yeah.
For a motion on number three?
Yes.
So I'll move we approve item number three.
It'll need a new resolution number.
Be number five. Mm-hmm. That'll be our timing on our tax increment trigger, which is RDA 2022-5. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. These next three, did you get word back from Wade on where he's at, Commissioner?
No, I just texted him and said we're going to go ahead and get started. But
really like to have all of us here in that discussion when we get into these interlocals.
Just want to take a little recess until he gets
here. Yeah, let's take a recess for 5 minutes while we find our missing compadre, Commissioner.
He forgot that we had this one first.
And I apologize for being late.
All right, we're coming out of recess from the RDA meeting. It's determined that we need to recess until the conclusion of the commission meeting, which will be approximately 4:30, and then we will resume the remainder of this RDA meeting, take care of our business then. So do we need a motion to do that?
I don't know.
Let's do one just to be safe.
I'll move. We go into recess till after commission.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We will rejoin later. Pause that. How do I?
If we had any public hearing stuff, we couldn't do that. Right. We have to notice those hearings.